This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, welcome to Saturday Night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. A big show tonight, friends. We have got Ira Rosen from 60 Minutes in his brand-new bestseller. Kelsey Bowler and Dr. Nicole Sapphire both in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and it should be a fabulous evening to have you along with us. Whether you're listening on one of the great 300 radio outlets plus across the country, or whether you are joining us on Biz TV, in some 66 million television households across the U.S., we are glad to have you with us. Brought to you in part tonight by Byrna. Go to myByrna.com for the best discounts possible on tonight's. Pardon me. I got the. I do have some water. Let's see. Hopefully that's going to help. You get the little stuff that clogs down the back, and then it just takes your breath away. Anyway, glad you're here. We've got a big show. I'm really excited about, in this first hour, Ira Rosen's going to be with us. This is the book. It's called Ticking Clock, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes. And he is, of course, an Emmy Award-winning producer. He worked with the great Mike Wallace, who, if you didn't agree with his politics, I understand that. But one thing I have to say about 60 Minutes, and it's one of the reasons why, even to this day, I'm still fascinated enough to check it out every week. They still do the best long-form journalism in terms of telling an actual story, and most of the time being able to leave political bias out of it. Now, I know that some hardcore Trump supporters are going to say, Kev, you got to be kidding me. Did you see the last time Leslie Stahl did the interview with Trump? And I get that. I get all of that. The challenge here is when you consider what the rest of the network is doing and what the rest of the other networks are doing, 60 Minutes really does try to have a kind of bias-free zone in terms of how they do that show week to week. So anyway, he was with Mike Wallace and Leslie Stahl, who we had on this show. She was in the Ladies Lounge probably a year and a half ago. And we had a very in-depth conversation with her. And I loved the conversation. In fact, of all the interviews we've done to this day, it is still one of my favorites that I love to go back and re-listen to, because I don't know her politics. But I know that our conversation over the course of that hour was actually really insightful in terms of how she came up through the news industry at a time when it was very different than it is today. So I was glad to do that. Now, Ira worked with her as one of her producers, and he worked with Mike Wallace as one of his producers, and he worked all the way up through the Trump 2020 campaign. He just recently left 60 Minutes, and so this is very interesting. This book, Ticking Clock, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes. Ira Rosen is going to be my exclusive guest coming up, and I'm looking forward to getting into some interesting stories behind the scenes on that, because I'm just kind of a fan geek when it comes to 60 Minutes. All right. Also, let's go to the big board, Nick. In the second hour tonight, we've got two ladies in the Ladies Lounge. Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the far right of your screen there. She's going to be checking in with us. We're going to talk about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which now is being released, and it has been approved for emergency authorized use. That's the same usage kind of classifications as the Pfizer and the Moderna. The difference in the J&J and the other two, only one shot. Instead of having to get the first half and then go back in 2 weeks and get another one, it's just a one shot for the Johnson & Johnson. And it appears, at least in the last round of testing that they did coming out of it, that it's at least as effective as the first two. So if you can get just the same effectiveness and only have to get stuck once, I'm all in favor of that. I know that the vaccine is a big controversy. I'm not taking a side on being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, but I am at least willing to look at the landscape and say there's going to be a vast majority of people that are going to get these vaccines. There's going to be a vast number of people that got the virus and got over it. Between the two, between the vaccinated and the ones that survived the infection, if we can get to herd immunity all the quicker, that's going to be good. And here's the encouraging thing about that, and you need to be aware of this. The Wall Street Journal had an article, I believe it was by one of Dr. Sapphire's colleagues, that actually said by April we may be at herd immunity in the majority of the country. May, kind of the long-term schedule, but April is possible. And here's the thing. They were thinking we weren't going to be at herd immunity in time for school in the fall, in September. So that's really way, way, way ahead of schedule, and that's due to the vaccines and the administration, the previous administration, working so hard to get those encouraged and so forth. Now, that's all coming up. And then, after Dr. Sapphire, go back to the big board one more time. Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us from the Independent Women's Forum. The administration that is now in power in Washington, D.C., the Berlin walled off capital of the United States. Have you seen this? All the fence. It's seriously, you have a little bit of fog and some rain on a Washington night. You stand outside the fencing around the Capitol. It looks like you're in East Berlin. Like, it's just creepy. But the stuff that is coming out of D.C., particularly from the executive orders and what the Congress tried to pass this week with the Equality Act, which now goes to the Senate, there is a legitimate argument to be made that the Biden administration and the Democratic Party as a whole are waging war against equal rights for women. That the very party that is always lecturing the right, and they only lecture us because of abortion. They always say, if you don't allow a woman to abort her baby up until and after the time of birth, which I don't know how you abort a baby after it's been born. The whole word abortion means to end this process before it culminates. When you abort an attack in a military fashion, you're ending the attack before the attack begins. The idea of aborting a pregnancy is to stop it before the baby is born. But these people want to kill the baby after the baby is born. They want to have the right to say if the baby survives the abortion procedure and comes out alive, that they still have the right to let it die. So all that being said, that's what they criticize the right for. Oh, you're not in favor of that. You hate women. Well, I've never seen anybody on the right say that your baby daughter goes to high school and has to share a locker room with a biological male. This administration is making that the law. I've never seen someone who's center right has said, you know what, we're going to make your daughter compete in athletics against biological males. Here's the thing. This administration is determined to end rights for women and to end women's sports. That they're going to end women's privacy rights, and they're going to end women's ability, Title IX, to compete in a fair and in a friendly way with people that are like them. Because all of these loser guys that can't make the varsity teams are saying, oh, well, I'm identifying as a woman, so I'm going to run. And the state of Connecticut had two dudes that won all of the events last year and knocked out two scholarship-level girls that would have probably gotten first-round Division I free rides because these dudes set new records that will never be they will never be toppled by other girls. They may be toppled by other guys identifying as, quote, identifying as girls and competing in the girls' division, but they're never going to be toppled by actual biological females because you're never going to grow females that big and strong and fast. And it's wrong. As the father of a daughter who desperately wants her to have all of the opportunities laid at her doorstep that she possibly can, and by the way, has a fair degree of athleticism. She's faster than her two brothers, one of whom is 2 years older than her, one of whom is 4 years older than her. She can oftentimes beat them in a foot race. I don't want her going out and competing against biological guys. Anyway, I've lost track. But Kelsey Bowler, who was one of the first people to report on this back when this was when this case was being raised in Connecticut, has an update for us. And the Equality Act is a bad news. We've got to oppose it in the Senate. We've got to kill this thing before it becomes law. We have to abort the legislation so that we can have women's rights. Proper usage of the word abort. We're gonna abort this legislation before we get there. Okay, last point before we go to the first break. And again, Ira Rosen coming up from 60 Minutes next. Biden attacked targets in Syria that were backed by Iran this week. Did you know about that? It barely got any media coverage, but we dropped bombs on several Iranian-supported positions. And guess what? Those Iranian-supported positions were paid for by money that Obama and Biden had given Iran under the Iran deal when they were still in office. So we bombed positions in Syria that we paid for. Just think about that. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Another kiss. Well, hardcore fans of Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live might remember a couple of years ago, Leslie Stahl, the great Leslie Stahl, joined us for an in-depth conversation. It was mostly going to be about her book about being a grandmother, and I ended up taking the interview in a completely different direction. I'm not going to have to do that tonight, because tonight's discussion is actually about the very topic that we booked. Ira Rosen, the Emmy Award-winning producer for 60 Minutes. His new book is called Ticking Clock, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes. And Ira, it is a great pleasure to welcome you. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
When you think about the success of 60 Minutes and its longevity, what do you attribute it to? You started with the broadcast when you were 26, but go back to that kind of first day when you went on went on your new job, and talk to me about what it was like to walk into this place that now has been on the air all these years.
So I was working at the time at WOR-TV, which a lot of people didn't even realize they had a news division. And I had done a story about how easy it was to get military secrets. Anyway, by luck, the film projectionist at 60 Minutes happened to be on the line with Don Hewitt, who's the creator of 60 Minutes, the next day. And he said, you know, Don, I saw the stuff that saw something on TV. It was just like the stuff that we used to do. The fact that he said used to do is what caught his ear. And Don called my home. And I was, you know, I was bouncing. At that point in my life, I was kind of bouncing around in journalism. I was a sports writer in Fresno, California. I was a hockey boy in Long Beach, California. I mean, I was nobody. And Don calls my house. My mom answers and says, he says, "Hi, I'm Don Hewitt. Oh, I love your wife. She's great. What are you doing? Oh, I'm making a kugel. Oh, a kugel. I haven't had a good kugel in a long time." And Don says, "Listen, I'd like to talk to Ira. Is he around? I'd like to offer him a job as a producer on 60 Minutes. Ah, oh, he's got a job already. Thank you. Appreciate you calling." And stuff on. And I said, "Mom, who's that?" And she says, "Oh, that was Don Hewitt of 60 Minutes. He wanted to offer you a job, but you have a job already. How many jobs do you need?" And so immediately I called Don back. And Don said, "Hey, kid, listen, I don't know about you, but I like your mother. So if you don't want the job, tell her it's hers. But I kind of wanted the job." So I went there the next day, and I met with Don. And, you know, I told Don I learned the art of storytelling from working in the Catskill Hotels. Huh. I was a tennis pro, a busboy, a, you know, waiter, lifeguard. And I used to work the night lights at the Catskills and listen to these great comedians, Dan Murray and Red Buttons and of course, Henny Youngman. And they, you know, the great Henny Youngman joke, you know, "Take my wife, please." It's all of four words, but it has a beginning, middle, and end, has motivation, has a subject. And I said, you know, you could tell stories in a short form. And Don says, "That's exactly the way I learned it, too." And so the next thing I know, he walks me down the hallway to Mike Wallace, and he says to me on the way there, he says, "It doesn't matter if I like you, he has to like you." Mm. And at the time, Mike Wallace was the number one correspondent on the number one show in the country. And I'm a little 26-year-old pitcher, and I'm sitting there, and Mike looks at my resume, and he's completely unimpressed. And he says, "I know what I could do for you. What could you do for me?" And I noticed there was a tennis ball off in the corner. And I said, "Do you play tennis?" And he said, "What's it to you?" And I said, "Well, I was on the Cornell tennis team." And Mike said to me years later, he said, "That clinched the job for me, because if I didn't work out as a producer, he'd get 6 months of good tennis out of me before firing me." So that's how I got my job.
Wow. That is Ira Rosen, whose new book is called Ticking Clock, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes. Of course, 60 Minutes has to be, I just don't think there's anything close to it in the television history landscape of America as the preeminent news production show in American history. All the networks have tried something that kind of was a similar copy to it. All of them failed. None of them are still around in their original tries. They're still trying to do something that's like it, but there is nothing else like it. Ira, I remember in discussing this, some of this history with Leslie, and obviously you come at it from a different perspective because you were behind the camera and she was on, and obviously Mike was on, and the handful of people that have been reporters that have been on the camera all this time. But let me ask you, what do you think is the secret sauce of 60 Minutes? Why was it always so much more well photographed, well cut, well edited, well written than everything else that all the other networks tried? What did you guys have that was different than everything else?
Well, when Don created the show, he wanted it to have a film look. He was a fan of movies, and we shot back then in 16 millimeter. And, you know, and those films would run about 11 minutes each. And the editors had to splice the tape together, like every cut had to be spliced together with a piece of tape. And Don wanted it to be this story. You know, he said it has to work on the ear before it works on the eye. And you have to learn how to tell a story. And that was the magic of the, that's really why it succeeded. He gathered the best storytellers. You know, Leslie is one of my heroes. I worked with her for a period of time and she's extraordinary. You know, and what I'm going off subject for a second, but you know, she would, she's not only a great storyteller and a great interviewer, she's also a great person.
Right.
And her team of producers is very, very loyal to her, and she's very loyal to them. And you know, you judge a person how supportive they are, not when you're all both having good times, you know, on the award stage, but you judge them when you're having the bad times, when you're having a hard screening or a story's not going right. And Leslie is there with you, holding your hand and being with you throughout the whole process. But getting back to what makes 60 Minutes so great is it took you to places that people had never been before. It was Morley Schaefer on the Orient Express.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Harry Reisner going to the most expensive meal he could imagine, or you know, the brilliant thing, which I think about, where he found the movie Casablanca. They were selling the set of Casablanca. And what he did was he went there the day they were selling it, and he did a story. Everyone remembers who they saw Casablanca
right.
with. Here's looking at you, kid. And he wore a tuxedo when he did that stand-up. And it was just so magical.
Ira, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We've got to take this quick break. With Radio Night Live, it's Kevin McCullough. We are talking with Ira Rosen, who has seen it all behind the scenes at 60 Minutes, coming on board as the youngest producer of the most popular show in American history. And over the next 40 years, he's had the inside seat on so many things. We're going to ask him about some of them. But the new book, Ticking Clock, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. And being brought to you tonight in part by Byrna.com/KMC if you want to get the best discount and the best handheld protection for your money, especially if you're in a place where gun laws are strict, registrations are nearly impossible, and the ability to conceal carry has been jerked away from the we the people. It's time now to protect yourself. Go to MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com/KMC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine, adding another vaccine to the efforts to fight the coronavirus. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It is a single dose. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation, is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
And 5 or visit Landmark.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, I know that it doesn't seem quite intuitive because people that have followed me in the news talk space for a while, you may say, Kev, I thought that you are a center-right kind of marketplace conservative and you don't trust the mainstream media and some of this stuff. Some of that's true. I don't have a lot of appreciation for a lot of the product that's put out there on the 24-hour cycle. It is hard to deal with. It's the same story every 15 minutes with no depth. But when I tell you that I have immense appreciation on every level for the production of 60 Minutes and have for years, that is no lie. And the brand new book by St. Martin's Publishing Group is called Ticking Clock, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes, and it was written by Ira Rosen, who for the majority of his career was the producer for one, Mike Wallace, who we all miss as part of 60 Minutes. And, of course, he's the father of Chris Wallace of Fox News fame. But, Ira, the things that you've seen and worked on, the list is long and legendary. And I would love for you to just give some of your favorite tidbits of history. You don't have to give the whole book away, because obviously I want people to go out and get the book. And it's, by the way, it's a beautiful book as well. I just got my copy. I'm looking forward to digging into it. But what were some of the highlights of your 40 years manning those stories and writing those stories and editing those stories and making sure that Mike got the right narration on screen so that he could get the right pictures put together so that that 11-12 minute package was just perfect? And by the way, we don't do long form anymore. I mean, it's 60 Minutes is the only place where they're still doing long form, and I think we would be a better place if we had more of it.
No, I agree with you. And you have to understand, being a producer on 60 Minutes is basically being having a license to kill. You're like in some ways, you're like Superman. You're righting the wrongs of society. You're getting people out of jail who don't belong. And, you know, because of the reach and the power of it, and all the phone calls get returned, especially back then, because the audience was, you know, rivaled that of a Super Bowl, you could really make changes in society, and you could do stories that affect people. And, you know, I could go through those stories, but people I think are more, you know, in some ways, you know, I think back to the people I met and people I was lucky enough to meet. For example, Joe Bonanno. Joe Bonanno ran the Bonanno crime family, organized crime.
Right.
He had written a book, Men of Honor, and he only agreed to do one interview, and that was with me and Wallace. And I went down to Tucson, Arizona, and we did the interview, and it was a two-part interview, which was a little different because it actually was spread over two nights, which 60 Minutes I don't think ever had done before. And after the interview, I'm sitting with Joe in the backyard, and we're having a cognac, and I say to Joe, you know, as a Jewish kid growing up in New York, I admired two people in particular, Sandy Koufax and Meyer Lansky. And what was it about Lansky that was so amazing? And he says to me, he had the picture. I said, picture? What picture? Well, he had a picture, apparently, according to Bonanno, of J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI director, and Clyde Tolson, his chief of staff, having sex together. And he said that picture prevented, the FBI or caused Hoover to say there was no such thing as organized crime, and he never chased organized crime. I think he even resisted even after Appalachia in 57. And he said that was the value of Lansky. He had the picture. Then I asked him, who killed Kennedy? And he said, well, when the Kennedy assassination happened, he called down to Miami, where Santos Traficante was in charge of the mafia back then. And he said, and Santos told him, he said, listen, New York is absolved of this. Miami and New Orleans, which is run by Carlos Marcello, will take the heat. And, you know, Bonanno hangs up the phone and he says, you know, that was a little curious. So he sends his consigliere down to Miami to talk to Traficante. Traficante says, we tried to knock him off in Miami, you know, with some Cuban exiles. That didn't work. And we took care of the business with a Corsican hit team in Dallas. And, you know, what Joe told me later, he said, you know, I didn't ask any questions. I accepted this. And, you know, he moved on. And so those are the type of people you met. And through that, I got to meet Marlon Brando. Now, Marlon Brando was, you know, was a recluse at the time, was one of the most extraordinary actors, you know, whoever was on the movie screen. And, you know, so Joe, you know, Marlon had seen, you know, had heard about the Bonanno piece. He calls me up. And we began a long, long dialogue over millions of various phone calls. So we get to this Italian restaurant, and Marlon starts and says, you know, Mike, you're a great actor. And what do you mean I'm an actor? I'm a journalist. No, no, no. I love the way the raised eyebrow, the look of astonishment. You're a master. So Mike changes the subject. Marlon, how do you get so fat? And, well, I go to Baskin and Robbins, and I order a each one of their flavors, and I can't decide what I want, so I order every one. And
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
844-604-2575.
If I should take an ocean, dump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
If you missed any part of our discussion tonight with Ira Rosen, friends, I want you to go back and get the podcast. It is an incredible book, Ticking Clock. I can't wait. I just got my copy. I haven't read it yet. I'm so excited now, having heard some of the stories and some of the behind the scenes. I cannot wait to actually dig into it as soon as we're off the air with Ira tonight. But Ira, again, thank you for taking your time. Very generous of you to loan it to us like this on on this extended basis. Let me get into the a couple of your other stories that you touch on, and you've told us so far from some pop culture and some organized crime stuff. Let's talk politics for a second. What have you seen on your journey at 60 Minutes behind the scenes that my audience would not have known about?
Well, let me start from the most recent one, which is the era of Donald Trump. And one of the people who I got to know and chase a little bit was Steve Bannon, who became the senior advisor to Trump. And I got to know him a few years back. When I first got to know him, I called him up and I had heard that Trump was going to run for president. And I said, hey, let's go meet at a bar or whatever. We were going to meet at Ted Turner's place. And I go there and I don't see the guy. He ends me up. What the hell? And so then I call him up. And he said, hey, brother, I was at the bar. I said, I didn't see you. So we have breakfast the next morning. He comes and he is totally disheveled. His hair is a mess. He's got a long beard. He's wearing like a army flak jacket. And he sits in baggy pants and he sits down and he says, I'm going to run the Donald Trump campaign. He's running for president. And there was so much wrong with the scene. First off, it's like, well, Trump doesn't know what, at that point, didn't really know what he was doing. Bannon was making documentaries about the end of the world. And and he's telling me he's going to be running, a presidential campaign. And it was so absurd. But anyway, and we all know what happened. So, they're now in the White House. And what I used to do is I used to go down to Washington on weekends and I would hang out with Steve in the West Wing. And Jared Kushner would be observing the Sabbath, and Priebus, who was the chief of staff at the time, the first chief of staff, he was having a date night with his wife, and Steve really had no wife at the time, and he decided he doesn't drink alcohol, he drinks Diet Cokes. So we were drinking Diet Cokes and hanging out in the chief of staff's office, just kibitzing. And this is part of what you do as a 60 Minutes producer. You're trying to develop trust. You're trying to develop, you're playing the long game, if you will.
Sure. It's all relationship.
It's all relationships, and you have these ups and downs. And what I always try to do is that when Steve was having, if you will, a bad day at work, I jump on an airplane and fly down and go to his place. He had a place on Capitol Hill called the Embassy, where Breitbart News Service is in the basement. They operate out of there. So I was there on one particular time. And he was feeling pretty good. He had just gotten the Paris Environmental Accords rejected, where Trump pulled out of those accords. So, he's feeling like in a storytelling mood. So he says, let me tell you what happened in Europe when the president met with the Pope. And I'm going to clean it up here. I'm not going to use, I'm going to keep this,
family friendly. Yeah, gotcha.
I'll keep it family friendly, but in the book I actually tell the language he's used. But President, according to what Bannon told me, he says he comes and he says, I'm taking pictures with the Pope. Why can't he smile? He gives me a book about the environment. That's what his gift to me is. What do I need a book about the environment for? And then we're posing for pictures, and I got Melania to my left, I got the Pope to my right, and Ivanka is standing on the other side of the Pope, and Melania is all angry because she wants to stand next to the Pope, so she shouts out, "I'm a Catholic," and I don't know what I'm Trump's saying, I don't know what's going to happen. I got my daughter on the other side, I got my wife here, and meanwhile the Pope refuses to smile. And he says, the next stop I make is I go to NATO headquarters. And I walk into NATO headquarters, and the building is made out of glass. And I'm saying to myself, this is supposed to withstand World War III. I could take this place out with a hand grenade. And I think one of the things that people don't understand about Trump, there's a lot of noise out there. He's got an incredible sense of humor.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he's got this New York gangster sense of humor in a weird way. And he's a raconteur. He's extraordinarily entertaining. And the stories that I have in the book, and also stories I hear from Steve, you know, he's hilarious. And so anyway, those are a couple that I talked about.
Well, friends, I want you to read more. Ticking Clock is the name of the book, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes by Ira Rosen. Ira, real quickly in the time we have left, what's your hope for long-form journalism? Do you see 60 Minutes being on the air for another, 40 years? And if not, how do you think it fits in the changing landscape of what media is now?
Well, I think there's a show on PBS called Frontline that has done some extraordinary stuff week in and week out. They have great collaborations. They're great storytellers. And it reminds me of I worked at Primetime Live at ABC in the early days when we did a lot of hidden camera stories, and people would say, I can't believe they've done it again. And that's sort of what I see Frontline does week in and week out. I think 60 Minutes is going to be on the air, hopefully will be on the air forever. It doesn't mean that they're doing the stories that they did when I worked there, especially in the 1980s. Think of it as a fashion designer. You're not going to wear the same dress you wore in the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah,
involvement of fashion.
But over time, it has remained relevant to the era that it's at, and I think that's one of the amazing things about it.
That's exactly right, and what they're doing now is they're doing much more topical stories. They're turning around their stories in a few days, and they're on top of the news with pandemic stories. They certainly covered the election,
yeah.
And so it's gotten away from the adventures of the correspondent and more.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, Ira, congratulations on a great work, Ticking Clock, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes. Please come back to Radio Night Live sometime. Love the conversation. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right, it's Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. Glad to have you back with us. Thank you again to Ira Rosen, the author of this bestseller, Ticking Clock, Behind the Scenes at 60 Minutes. I can't wait to dig into it. It's loaded with stories, and you just barely got a taste of them with him there. By the way, if you missed any of that, go get the podcast. We're going to have it. We're going to have a special featured version on the features playlist. But you just go to the Radio Night Live archives. You'll find it there as well. Should be easy enough. And by the way, longtime listeners to the show have been hearing me talk about this book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Next week, the author of this little tome, Ivan Quiñones, I can say his name, Ivonsky. He is one of our staffers here at the show. We're going to have a nice chat with him about this extraordinary book. He brought some copies of it tonight, and I was able to get them over to my kids before we went on the air, and they just immediately picked it up and just started plowing through it. So I know that tomorrow morning at breakfast, everything will be about Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. So that's something fun to look forward to. Hey, speaking of kids, you know I take that very seriously on these broadcasts. And today, this little photograph was floating around the Twitter and the social media of Rachel Levine, whatever she is called, he is called. Rachel Levine is actually a biological male. Who after marrying and siring children, decided to become a woman, at least to whatever degree he can, short of his DNA changing, which it can't, so he's forever going to be a biological male. But he abandoned his wife and his two daughters, and he was noted because he became the primary health officer in the state of Pennsylvania over the last year. And, of course, in their struggle with the pandemic, that was a big deal. And then when Biden got elected, picture back up there. He has become the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health. And he, Dr. Rachel Levine, believes that all children should be allowed to select their gender and have access to government-funded sex reassignment surgery without parental notification or authorization. Just meditate on that for a second. Believes that you should pay for it as taxpayers. Believe that children have the wisdom to make such a life-changing decision all on their own, and he/she doesn't believe that the parents should be notified or be allowed to authorize such a procedure. Let me just make this really, really clear. Dr. Rachel Levine better never come around near within 50 yards of any of my children. That is an unstable, unstable person who, whatever other qualifications they have, because that is one of the tenets that they hold to, it is disqualifying for the office that they hold even now. Of course, in the Biden Democratic Party, that's just par for the course. Kevin McCullough, a great second hour straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the
word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.